Welcome to the open floor with Jay.
And Day, even though I'm
Jay. Oh my God, why did I say that?
I don't know, because you got it all wrong. You don't know who you are no more?
I don't know who I am anymore.
Okay.
This pregnancy got me all messed up.
Well, I go by Jay.
I go by Day.
Yes, yes.
Sorry for the confusion.
And welcome to the first episode.
First episode.
How you feel?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm a little nervous. I never did this before. So.
Me neither. It's crazy. The first time for everything, right?
I've been on the radio before. I'm like comfortable with like being in front of the mic, but a podcast. Nah.
I want to say it's the same thing.
You want to say it's the same thing?
Yes. As you being on radio and doing a podcast. You know, DJ Envy has a podcast. Joe Budden has a podcast.
Yeah, but I ain't them though, so.
I didn't try and compete you. I'm just saying.
I'm just a regular dude.
Yeah. Oh my God. All
right, well, we're going to kill all this, but first topic, what we going to talk about? What's going to be the first thing we talk about?
So, me and Jamal were having a debate today because we saw something on Instagram. I don't want to call him a baby father, but this father was doing his daughter's hair. And in the video, the daughter clearly was upset. She wasn't having it. And on the opposite side, the mother was doing her hair. And she was calm, cool, collected, letting her do it, was receiving kisses. Like, it was a walk in the park for the mother. So, I personally feel like if this baby I'm carrying is a girl, Jamal should know how to do little girl's hair. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. I never saw the reason for me to. It might sound sexist, but it's not a common thing.
Being very sexist. If you have a daughter, you're not going to touch your daughter's hair. That's what you're saying.
Because I don't know how to do hair.
That's like, why you learn. You didn't know how to make music, right? You learned how to do that.
Well, I knew how to make music.
You ain't know how to tie your shoe. You learned how to do that.
My sister taught me how to do that.
All right. So I could teach you.
I think those are little.
I could teach you how to make some ponytails.
Nah, that shit is hard. Like,
that's not. It's not hard.
It looks so simple, but it's hard.
It's not hard.
Yes, it is.
People think what you do is hard.
What,
make
what
music,
do,
make skits, do them damn backflips.
But what do I do though?
I just listed three things that other people might think is hard to do.
Well, that stuff is easy, but doing hair, it's an art and it's a technique to all that.
Then I saw a girl on Instagram. She planned an event where fathers that have daughters come and learn how to do hair. And it was like a good turnout. It was like a couple of dudes there. It was like 10 dudes there. They learned how to do their daughter's hair.
So you telling me I should go to this event? Where was this event?
I don't know where the event was. One. Two, I'm not telling you have to go. I could teach you how to do a part. And some ponytails. It's rather easy.
Teach me on what? Like a baby doll or your hair? Because remember last time I tried to do a ponytail. And you said you're not supposed to say oops when you're doing people's hair. So.
You're not supposed to say oops. If I'm in the hair salon. No. Better example. If you're in the barber shop and a nigga say oops while he giving you a shape up. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna go off, man.
Exactly. So guys, you can't say oops.
You have a valid point with that.
Thank you. But if we have a daughter, you could practice on her hair.
So what if we have a son? What if he want his hair done? What am I supposed to do?
I'll worry about his hair.
So
his hair probably stays braided. You want to learn how to braid? Baby steps. Learn
I don't
how
see
to do
why
ponytails
not. Like,
first.
Okay. All right, yeah, I got master ponytails.
A part. You don't even know how to do a part.
That's when you take the comb and split the hair, right?
Yes.
I don't know how to do that either.
Exactly. So, like,
I wasn't born for that. I ain't built for that, actually.
Hey, you multi-talented. I have full-blown confidence in you.
I know for sure that's something that's, like, That's like with swimming. I'm never really gonna take the time to like learn how to swim. And you know how important.
So you're not gonna take the time to learn how to do our kids here. That's what you're saying.
Well, let me not say it like that because this is on record.
You sound like an ass.
I'm just saying that's gonna be hard, like, to do that.
What are you gonna do? Say, God forbid, something happens to me and I have to be in the hospital for like 3 weeks. You're not gonna do the child's hair?
My sisters, man.
You're not gonna call them over here every day for them to do a damn ponytail.
What if they don't wanna do a ponytail? What if they wanna go like full on bobos and beads and all that good stuff? Like,
it's still gonna need to be refreshed.
Not every day.
I didn't say every day. I'm just saying it's gonna need a touch up.
Every 3 days, like,
yeah.
That's what I got my sisters. That's what they going. Aside from, like, you know, teaching her how to be a girl and stuff.
Can you agree? You will learn how to at least do a ponytail. A ponytail, Jamal. All
right. This is on record too, so I gotta.
You have to, yes. You said yes, so you have to learn. If we have a girl, Jamal has to learn how to do a ponytail.
All right, that's like...
That's
okay.
All I ask of you. Right, and to take the night shift.
Take the night shift?
Yes.
All right, oh, that's already... That's easy. That was already my
that
plan.
That was already the plan.
That was legit already
That was
plan.
The unspoken plan between us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
like, you can be asleep all you want and be watching cartoons all night.
Yeah, like right now, what time is it? It's 2 in the morning?
1:40.
Got me up.
We up.
Live.
Ready.
For
doing
anything.
Podcast. You talk about anything. Mm-hmm. So aside from hair, is there anything else you want to talk about? Like, what's up? Like doing baby's hair. You know,
you
me,
take the floor.
Me
I'm giving you the floor now.
All right, me taking the floor. What do I want to talk about?
Do you want to talk about more baby stuff?
Yeah, because I don't know much about.
Okay, let's.
From a woman's perspective, like.
What do you want to know? Do you have a question?
Do I have a question?
I wish you guys could see his face.
I don't know. Like, I really don't know what question to ask. Yeah.
Is it anything you're curious about?
I always thought the baby was in the stomach, but it's in your uterus. But you already explained that to me.
Yes.
Imagine, I'm 24 and I ain't even know that.
Well, I will give you some credit because a lot of men don't know anything about women's bodies. So you know a decent amount, I would say.
Okay.
This is your first child. I wouldn't expect you to know
man,
a uterus and all of that.
Oh, yeah. I don't really think I got, you know, something.
How do you feel about me breastfeeding?
I would love that.
You would love for me to breastfeed?
As long as they share. So I can...
Jamal!
Like, nah, but I would love for you to breastfeed. I think that would be, you know, something I'd never, like, seen as a kid growing up. I never seen it from nobody in my family. Like, to my knowledge, I never seen it. Mm-hmm. Everybody was
similar. So it would be a new experience for you.
Yeah. Like, matter of fact, breastfeeding. How about we talk about breastfeeding in general? Like, why are people weirded out by breastfeeding?
That is a good question. I don't know. And you said a comment to me too that kind of like rubbed me the wrong way. You said something about if I'm out in public, like I can't breastfeed.
I didn't say you can't. No,
you
I never
said that I have to cover my boob.
I feel like that's the norm, but I'm not saying just flop your, you know what I'm saying? I've seen it in public before.
So you saying like I have to cover my breasts up to breastfeed?
That's how I've seen women do it. So I felt like I've never seen a woman just like just pull her titty out and baby just go ahead, go to town on the job.
I could be discreet about pulling my boob.
That's what I'm saying. Like being discreet about, I've seen it in public. I'm not weirded out by it, but like why?
A lot of men are.
Women like, be weirded out by it too.
Okay, let's just say society is weirded out by. Mm-hmm. I think boobs just have been over sexualized.
Yeah.
As the fact like boobs are for sex, but really they're for your baby also. Mm. Before they made formula, what the hell you think they was feeding their child?
Breast milk.
Exactly. So our body was made to feed your child. Even if you decide to use formula, you're still gonna have milk in your boobs.
So
it's just there. Why you think my boobs hurt? They're getting ready.
Like for a long time, it's just there, or does
no, it eventually go away.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you're not using it, it'll go away. But at least for that first month or so, you'll have breast milk.
Yeah, but I never said you had to cover up. Like,
I don't. Like, who? I don't want to quote you, but you said
can, don't quote me, boy. I'm
just break out in the song. I'm not gonna quote you because I don't remember exactly what you said.
I don't even remember saying that. That's the crazy part.
I don't know, but do you know that they have like breastfeeding rooms?
Where, like in restaurants? Or
yes, in public places they have like a cubicle just for you to go to breastfeed, and I'm like,
that's cool.
Okay, in a sense, it's cool. What if a mother doesn't feel comfortable just whipping her boob out while she's eating in a crowded restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
But I, once again, they're making it less normal. Go high to go feed your child. But if I had a bottle, I would do it right then and there. That's how I'm looking at it.
I won't say it's not normal, but like,
it's not normal, but it's not as popular.
And that's like something that I feel like with social media they doing now. Like they trying to make it this popular thing. Like it's been normal. Mm-hmm. I never understood that like aspect of like why take a picture of you doing it. And
oh, that's what you said. You don't want me taking pictures while
breastfeeding. Yeah, I think that's probably what I said.
But women are doing that so they could normalize breastfeeding.
I mean, I feel it's normal. Like, but I'm like,
but not what,
how else
normal
do you have to make it? Like, that's my, that's the,
that's where you're at.
Yeah, it's like,
so it's not normal. I have seen videos of women in public breastfeeding their children, and strangers, complete strangers, are coming up to them and telling them to not do that. Don't feed your child in a public place. Don't feed your child in a crowded restaurant where everybody could see your boobs. Like in one video, a lady said, you are, what did she say? She said basically like the lady was turning her husband on because her boobs was out feeding her child.
Weird.
Exactly. So that's not normal.
Okay, breastfeeding is normal. Like I look at that as normal, even though I didn't see it as a kid. Like I always felt it was normal. I was never weirded out by it. You know, I've seen it, you know, on the train, and you know, I never got weirded out by it. But my thing is, it's just like, you taking a picture of it, not you specifically, but people taking a picture of it, right?
They're trying to normalize it.
Because it's already normal. It's already normal.
Not to everybody. So to the woman who said her husband is getting turned on by a woman breastfeeding her child.
Well, talk about, he got to get checked right then and there.
Do you think she thinks it's normal?
You
no.
With your wife eating your food, and you just, oh, is that a titty? Hold, is that a...
And now he got a boner.
What? I'm like, hey, what kind of stuff you on, man? That's that there. That that's
okay,
weird.
So in a scenario, I'm out in public, me, you, our baby. Mm-hmm. I'm breastfeeding in public. And how would you feel if a stranger came up to me and told me I had to put my breast away?
Well, you know how I grew up, the way I'm from. You ain't just
where
gonna walk
from,
up
babe?
To my
where
girl.
You, from, babe?
You know what I'm saying? You ain't just gonna walk up to my girl and be like, can you put, can you get the fuck? Like, why are you over here? It ain't bothering you.
Bye. I just feel like I would have a real New York moment. Like, mind your fucking business.
Exactly. I'm on the same page. Straight like, I don't, hey, we don't even know you. Bye.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
Like, why are you worried about what I'm doing over here?
I got, I can already imagine that. Like,
I don't want to imagine that. That's why women are going on Instagram posting breastfeeding, because
I just didn't understand. I didn't know where
it was coming from.
The goal of what it
you
was.
You thought they
to,
wanted to show up their boobs.
Not necessarily. I just didn't understand, like, what is it? What
was it doing?
What was
the goal?
Yeah, that was my thing. I didn't understand that. So now you giving me clarification. Cool. Like,
so did you see the picture of the mother? She was like breastfeeding her baby, and she had the blanket over her face instead of over her boobs.
Nah.
I have to show you. So basically, she had a
you
sign.
Just be on the
I
internet.
Just be on Instagram,
looking
man.
At breastfeeding.
I be just scrolling. I don't post. I just scroll. Don't DM
She's
me.
She's serious.
Don't
she
DM
does not
me either.
At all.
But basically, she had a sign and was like, "Don't ask me to cover up my boobs," and was covering her face instead.
again, I'm more informed now. You know, I didn't know these things.
So now that I explained it, would you be okay with me posting a picture of me breastfeeding?
I don't.
You're not there yet.
It's not yeah, but it's not no. No. It's not like, you know.
Honestly, me personally, even though I'm arguing the situation, I don't think I would neither.
Well, like you.
I gotta play devil's advocate.
She about to play her side.
Me personally, like, I already don't post on social media, and to me personally, I feel like breastfeeding is something for you and your child. Mm-hmm. I give it up to all the women that's trying to normalize it, but me personally, I won't use my platform to do it.
I think they more so normal spreading the awareness. Of it.
Yes, yeah, that's what I mean when I say normalizing it.
Okay, I got you.
But me personally, I'm breastfeeding for me and my child. I'm not breastfeeding for everybody else. Well, again, I just hope nobody comes to me in public and say anything. I would be so. Oh my god.
Hey. You might get hit with a stroller.
A stroller? A baby toy, a rattle. Right move. To the head.
Excuse me. No. Why are you over here? You came all the way across the park. You just looking at titty watch. You a titty watch. I know you.
Pervert. I know that's a titty watch
when I see one. I see you.
You are a pervert if you're worried about a woman breastfeeding her child.
You
that's
a
all
pervert
I'm saying.
If you get turned on in a restaurant with your wife. Like, that's... Yeah, you a that's different low. Breed. Like, just different, right? What? Just, boy, smack me if that ever happened.
I will.
I'm like, ooh, look at that. Damn. She holding that fork. Smack me.
Alright, so next question.
Next topic. The floor is yours. I went from breastfeeding. So it's all on you right now.
Oh, it's my turn.
It's all on you, man.
This is a topic I wrote down.
Okay.
Bad cop, good cop.
Bad cop, good cop.
When it comes to parenting.
So the world, but okay, let's get into that.
No, we're on the baby right now.
Okay, yeah.
But me and you have had this conversation a lot, that you're gonna be the fun, good parent, and I'm gonna be the not so fun, bad parent.
Well, not bad parent. I don't think you can be the bad parent. It's just you'll be a little more strict than.
Yeah, I'll
be
the enforcer.
Yeah. I don't like enforcing. Like, that's just never been my thing.
So. Yeah, like. All the kids around you are wrapped around your finger.
Wow.
Literally. Like, you let them do them.
I think because I identify with a kid. Like, you know, kids are already forced to grow up too fast. So I believe in just, like, letting them be kids. Like,
letting them do what they want.
Run, play, you know, hurt themselves, make mistakes, and so on and so forth. But, like, I don't, like, sit down. I'm like, yo, what's all that for?
Yeah.
You know, so.
So, just an example, my sister and my little cousin were here. They're a year apart. They're 10 and 11. And I was in bed. I don't even know what was going on. But when I eventually got up, they were like having arts and crafts in the living room. Like, it was paint, markers, and color pencils all over the table. Yeah. They had a fort going on in the living room. It was just like full on daddy daycare.
Well, I had nothing to do with the fort. That caught me off guard. So I was like, oh, snap. I wanted to get into it, but I'm like,
you. Why
let me go back in the room.
Let them play.
Yeah, let them have that. Like, but, yeah, I let them go crazy with the paint and all that. I feel like you gotta do that with kids. Like, let them be, or let them express themselves.
The way they want to.
Yeah, because like 90% of the time as a kid, that's all you really doing. Like, it's crafts and stuff like that. And then
yeah, all the like other honestly, stuff just comes in. When I was their age, art was like my favorite subject. I always really wanted to go to art.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and it's just, it's fun. For me, like just seeing a kid create something, I'm like, okay, that was, like even with what they did, it's over there.
Yeah, they drew some baby stuff.
Like just seeing how their mind works.
Yeah, you know, like it's they're fun. Excited about like this that. Baby.
Yeah. I love that. But yeah, I don't think you'll be the bad parent. A bad parent.
So just give me a situation where I would have to be the bad cop.
I think, let's say just school. I think anything involving school, you won't be on there.
Yeah, like his number is not even going to be on the contact list.
Oh, yes, it will.
No, it won't.
Why not?
Because you're going to embarrass me. Not That's what I know.
What do you mean embarrass me?
You're going to embarrass me. Like, we were talking about this one time. And the scenario was, what if your kid was getting suspended?
Okay.
And you're like, yeah, I'm going to go up there. And I'm going to be like, what happened? And the principal tells you, yeah, your son was fighting.
That's not a... Like, if you're defending yourself and you get suspended, I'm not going to be mad. Like, that would be crazy for me to be like, why you up here fighting? I'm like, were you defending yourself? Or you were just out here just knocking people's shit loose?
Well, I will give you a scenario. My sister had, like, a really big fight. I think she was in high school. Yeah, she was in high school. And she had a really big fight. Mm-hmm. And the principal was trying to suspend her and not the other girl, even though the girl started the fight. Mm-hmm. And my mother went off.
You gotta weigh out the options.
I'm just saying, it's different scenarios when you defend your kids, like, and when you don't.
Well, yeah, definitely, I understand that. But like I said, if he was defending himself, I'm defending him.
Okay,
but if he's just out here knocking people out for no reason, I can't defend that.
I will be defending him and telling her, like, or the principal, him or her, he's not getting suspended. He'll do in-house suspension.
No, let him go. Come on, go on home. Like,
and you gonna let him play video games with him?
If that's what he or she is into. But I never understood, like, well, I only got suspended once, and that was for a dumb reason.
What you got suspended for?
Even my mother thought it was dumb. It was like 12th grade, and I was trying to finish up like all my senior stuff.
I think you told me this.
Yeah, and the counselor was telling me to leave the school. I was like, all right, cool. But I was a little mad walking out the door. So next day I come in, Jamal, come to the principal's office. What the hell did I
do? Did your mom work in the school?
No, not high school.
Oh, see, not high school. That was middle school.
I was a little loose in high school.
Yeah. You knew your mommy wasn't there.
I knew she had to drive and leave work, so you can't just go to the hall and get her. But yeah, they called me to the office and he's like, you gotta get suspended for 2 days. I'm like, for what? The counselor told me, I felt threatened for my life. I'm like, touch you? Did
she was white.
Nah.
He was white?
She was black.
What?
And she looked like Count Chocula. I ain't lying.
So your chocolate teacher or counselor snitched on you.
Yeah, she said she felt threatened for her life. Like,
and she was like the school counselor?
The school counselor.
Like, girl, you supposed to have my back.
That legit. And I told my mother what it was, and she was like, that's dumb. And I was just
at home. Just in the house.
Luckily I wasn't into no video games, so she couldn't take nothing from me. I ain't had no phone or nothing. I'm like,
she ain't take the TV from you?
Can't take nothing from me. Like, nothing. She couldn't take anything. But so my point would be is, like, what would be the point in taking something from your child when they're...
It's punishment.
That's stupid.
It's punishment for doing wrong.
But what if they wasn't wrong?
Okay, if they wasn't wrong, then there's no reason for me to take anything. But if they
so that's
were
what I'm saying.
Wrong,
like, if you defended yourself in a fight, you got suspended. I'm like, look, let's just
all
go
right,
ahead
let's
go,
use
go
a
home,
different scenario.
And you're going to, you know, do your little suspension, and you're going to come back to school. Boom, that's
let's
that.
Let's do a different scenario. What if they did, like, a prank on a teacher or something like that?
See, I'm more lenient. I'm like, yo, was the teacher hurt? Like,
yeah, she was hurt. She went to a hospital and had to get 4 stitches.
I'm like, damn, bro, what you doing, bro? what prank was this? But y'all real elaborate with y'all's, because the most prank I did was lock a teacher out of the room.
You locked your teacher out of the room. You see, I didn't do stuff like that.
You sound like you was a punk or something, man.
I wasn't a punk. Yeah, I won't say I was a punk.
Just imagine, like, your whole life, right? Your mom works at the school, every school you go to. So from pre-K to 6th grade, my mom worked in the same school.
So you was like
7th
to 8th. You ain't do nothing.
See, I tried one day, but that failed. Like,
what happened? Tell me what happened.
I can't even remember. But, like, it was, you know how, let me try to get all this together. All right, so you know how you got those kids in the class that be like, call my mother. I don't care. I give you the number. I tried to do that.
I got like that when I got in high school.
Right to the office. Like, it was like, oh yeah. Let me go get your mother. And my mother would be one of them ones who just walk past the class. She know exactly what class was. Because she worked in the office. So she just walk past the class and make sure we doing something. Yeah, like. But when I got to high school, I definitely got a little more like, fuck it. Like,
my mother ain't here.
Yeah, but like, I was cautious. I remember one day I wanted to write my number as emergency contact. And I'm like, yo, what if some shit really happened?
Like,
and
my really, phone really happened to vibrating. You.
Nigga, is this boy phone breaking? We trying to call his mom?
No, but seriously, what if you got like hurt in school and they're calling you and not your mother? And then you would have to tell them, like, hey, that's not my mom's number.
That's why I was a little cautious. I did put her as emergency contact. But back to what we were saying, if the teacher got hurt, would I be defending that? No.
But so what would their punishment be besides suspension?
Well, if the school issues them suspension, then they're going to have to face that. But...
I mean, at home. Like, how would you punish them at home?
Again, it all depends what they into. Like, if you into, like, let's say you want to play, you like guitars. I'm like, all right, bro, I'm going to have to take this guitar up off you. And, you know, just, I don't like yelling, like, at kids. So either way, I don't care what age you is. Like,
I'm going to try not to yell at my child. Oh, you're and I'm saying, gonna I'm going, I just said I'm trying.
Oh, you're gonna definitely going
to I'm going to try not to, because I have been a child before. We all have been children. Mm-hmm. And you remember that moment, your mother is like in your face, yelling at you.
Oh, too well.
You don't know if they spit on your cheek or not. And she's like, I'm so disappointed in you. Like, you know how that feels. Yeah. I don't want my child to feel that.
Yeah, that I'm disappointed hurts more than anything.
Ooh.
Yeah.
If anybody say that to you, anybody close to you says that to you, you gonna cry.
Yeah. But I'd probably just take something, but I'm not gonna just like strip you of everything. That's like prison.
Yeah.
Just give me everything. You
but when we were younger, you know, we just couldn't go outside.
Oh no, my mother job like took some stuff.
What?
We
what
had
did she
direct
take?
TV, so she took the little card.
Oh, she took the card.
Out.
My mother did that too.
I ain't had no. Did I have a phone? I think I had a phone. She took me Jones.
I'm talking about when we were like middle
kid,
school age.
Middle school?
Yes. If you got in trouble, you wasn't going outside.
TV cards and all that. Hey, she took the little.
But
cable.
She made you not go outside, neither.
I'm not gonna say she didn't. But
you probably still snuck outside, even though she told you not.
Well,
to
we
go
had
outside.
This thing where we can see my mother pulling up. We fly now. But
yeah, my mother used to hide the direct TV card too.
But we would find
it, and like, we would find it. Yes, she didn't like hide it in good places. It would be like her top drawer.
Exactly, right behind something stupid like a bar. Like
right,
what's got it?
Mm-hmm. Put it right back before she get off for it.
Act like we weren't doing nothing. Just act like we bored.
So to wrap this up, I'm going to try not to be the bad guy in our parenting.
I ain't gonna be overly like pushover.
I feel like you're gonna be a pushover, especially if it's a girl. You're gonna be like, yes, princess, you can have what you want.
Well,
you want a cookie? Yes.
She can have a cookie.
She can have a cookie.
Oh, see, but
she
can't
have
a cookie
before dinner.
Oh, you believe in that?
Yes. It's dinner, then dessert.
Well, I never had dessert, so.
All right, the cookie is dessert.
We never
the
had
cookie
cookies.
Is dessert.
My mother had her own cookies. She was like, can I get some? Like, huh? Here, bye. Only take two.
And what's, you know what? I'm probably saying this now, but then with a child in my face with like the big puppy dog eyes, like, mommy, can I please have a cookie? I'm like, here, get out my face.
So that about wraps it up, right?
Wraps it up for our first podcast.
Yeah, man.
Episode number one.
You still nervous?
No, I'm good.
You a little comfortable now?
I'm more comfortable.
Okay, that's what I like.
I had to put your Barry White voice on.
Yeah, that was was that Barry White?
No.
Let me see if I can find a Barry White. I can't do it. I ain't about to try.
Try, please try. Oh my God, this is.
I like. Oh, that's. That's the closest I'm gonna get. Well, pretty much this wraps it up, man. I go by Jay.
I go by Day.
And this is the Open Flow Podcast.
Yes. Tune in to next week.
Peace out.
Bye, guys.